Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. My name is Rebecca Norrington, and I am your happiness specialist. What the heck is she talking about? Well, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I was wanting to find this feeling. Some people call it happiness, some people call it contentment, some people call it peace, some people call it balance, some people call it grounded, some people call it being connected. It doesn't matter. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to feel at ease. I wanted to feel happy about everything that was going on in my life. Is that even a reality? I wanted to feel good about me. I wanted to feel good about my direction, my journey. I wanted to be happy. And I've been talking about being happy for years and decades. And what I found with this search and this discovery that took actually decades to get to where I am here now, I kept looking outside of myself. I kept thinking that it was the relationship that was going to make me happy. It was the trips around the world. It was the title. It was definitely going to be the money in the bank. It was definitely when I win the lottery. Woo! How many of you have sit there and daydreamed about what you would do with millions of dollars? Come on, I'm the same as you. We're the same. But what I found after all of that, after looking and searching, oh my goodness, the truth is that feeling that I wanted, that feeling of connectedness, that feeling, you know, sometimes, let me just ask this question. Have you ever been in a situation, have you ever been in the moment, and you're just sitting around and you're just observing, you're just witnessing your life, yourself, your surroundings, and then you just have this overwhelming sense of gratitude. We're just, you know, people have it worse. I'm going to start counting my blessings as opposed to looking at what I don't have. I'm going to start looking at what I do have. Just that space of being really, really grateful. And when I get there from time to time, and let me just say something about that. Being in that space, what I talk about and what I teach, you're in that space more often. Before that feeling of being grateful and, oh yes, everything is in order, all of that would happen sporadically, not too often. But when I started practicing the truth about what this life really is, and let me just say what it is, it is just an experience, people. This life is just an experience without your judgments, without your labels, without man-made influences, without all of the noise. It's the experience of life. Looking at the world with the same eyes you've been looking at the world with. Let's talk about that. Because if you look at a problem and you just it's just one way, you just see one way. You're only going to be able to stay in that same spot, just one way. Let me just make myself a little bit more clear. Let me give you a story. This is one of my favorite stories. When a few years ago, actually it was before the World Trade Centers were blown up. I've been on the top of the World Trade Centers a couple of times in my life. And each time I remember thinking, and I'm afraid of heights, and each time I remember thinking, I remember looking down and looking down at the Brooklyn Bridge and looking down at an airplane. I mean, an airplane, a small airplane was below me. And at that space, on top of the world, looking all over the world, look at the perspectives. There were so many millions and thousands of different perspectives. In fact, Let me go one step further. Every person that you meet will have a different perspective than you. Even if you're using the same word, even if you're using the same, like using the word love, what does that mean? It means different things to different people. Even when you speak the same language and you're using the same words, people, because of their own experience, their personal experience, the way they grew up, what they've learned, what they haven't learned, look, everybody has a different perspective. So it's the perspectives that need to be challenged. It's the perspectives that need to be broadened. And all that can be done, every single one, your perspective can change in a flash because your perspective is your choice. And depending on how creative you are and depending on how committed you are to staying peaceful and being content and being happy, you can change your perspective in a second and you will change your energy, change your vibration, change the way you feel. That's number one. Can you imagine what you would see looking out on the top? Can you imagine the difference between being on top of the World Trade Centers, looking out, and being on the 10th floor of the World Trade Center or in the lobby of the World Trade Center? See, it's my idea that the higher I climb, the more I see, the more I open up to all possibilities, not just my limiting. For instance, let me give you a perfect example. Yesterday, this is reality spirituality, folks. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to witness myself going through agitated, annoyed, and snap right out of it. I have never, listen, I don't know about you, but when running low on fuel and something irritates me, usually that irritation, you know, would stay, would linger, would linger. But it's because of, I know the topic is uncertainty. We're going to get to it. But what I'm saying is every moment is so unique. And so what is this keeping a moment from yesterday, a moment from 2 weeks ago, a moment from 5 years ago, and being able to bring that moment up right into your present and dwell on it and think about it. I know people that can think about yesterday's moment and get themselves upset or sad or annoyed or bothered or angry just by reliving the moment. So the moment, each present moment is so different. And when you practice just staying in the present moment, and wanting only the present moment, when you practice that, you'll be able to let go of that moment if you're in the middle of the storm, so we say. So let me tell you exactly what happened yesterday. So I'm driving. Yesterday started the first day of the summer water aerobics class. This is my seventh year teaching water aerobics, and it's one of my favorite classes to teach. So, of course, first day, I wanted to get there a little early, and that doesn't happen. So I'm on time, but, you know, if one light is a little longer than the other, then, you know, I'm just pressing for time. Now, I know that I have control over all of that. One of the reasons when I was younger, why am I always running late? That was my question. Why am I always running late? Why do I do that? Well, the answer came, the truth was I was still addicted to, I was still wanting a little drama in my life. That's all that is. All it is being late, it's just, you're just still with drama. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but that rushing and that drama and I'm late, it doesn't feel too peaceful. It doesn't feel too, easy. It doesn't feel too happy. Can you be happy and rush at the same time? So that was my mindset. I was in the middle of it. And it was a red light, of course. And I was behind a driver that was not driving as fast as I would want them to drive. Get it? Of course. You know, this whole thing is a setup anyway. I mean, in my life, I think the universe sets me up. Oh, really? You want to be? You think you're the happiness specialist? Well, let's see what you're going to do here, Miss Happiness Specialist. That's how they do me. Anyway, back to the story. And so there's a red light, and then the red light turns to green. And the person in front of me is not moving. And I wait because I'm very patient because patience is very important. When you want to be happy, you can't be impatient and happy at the same time. And I wait a little bit longer, and he's still not moving. Well, of course, you know what these people do. They're either texting or they're on their phone or whatever. And so he still wasn't moving, and I did a very light tap because, again, I had somewhere to go. Tap. And because I honked my horn, and it was a very light honk, it wasn't a, it was a very light, you know, excuse me, you know, the light is green. But for whatever reason, the driver took it personally and took offense to it. And so when they realized that the light was green, guess what they did? They started driving maybe 10 miles an hour. Now, it's a 45-mile-hour speed limit. 10 miles an hour, maybe less, just to quote-unquote say something to me because I honked. You've all been there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And then I said, okay, I'm not getting in the middle of this stuff because now I got somebody that's pissed, somebody that's angry, and you got that energy and, So I move over to another lane to get from behind him. And it's so interesting how people get offended and they get mad and they take things personally and they actually want to fight on the road. And so when I moved over to the side, this guy looked at me and he was like looking like, "What's wrong with you?" You know that look that with the eyebrows down and the frown line right in the middle of the eyebrows. You know that look. That aggressive look. I know it because I used to do it a lot. And when he had that look, I went into an automatic, "You're mad at me? I didn't do anything to you. You're what?" And so I went into an automatic just, like, what is wrong? So I even mouthed it. I said, "What is wrong with?" And as soon as I started saying, "What is wrong with," because, you know, I was bringing it right back, "What is wrong with you. And as soon as I said those words with that kind of energy, because I was actually matching his energy, or my energy, it doesn't matter who started, it doesn't matter. The energy was there. I said, oh, no, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this spot. I got to get out of this spot. And for the first time, listen, I've been able to calm down and snap out of getting pissed off or angry in a second. That's easy. But I've never been able to do it right in the moment where it went from anger to boop, and now all of a sudden I'm different. It was from hot to cold, quick. And when I noticed and felt that he wanted to, you know, have to fight, confrontation, I went into complete surrender. No, I'm not fighting with you. Peace, peace, peace. I started flashing the peace sign. I started, shoulders dropped down, started eating more of my apple that I had in my right hand. Peace sign with the, oh, I had to drive. Okay, right hand, apple on the steering wheel, peace sign with the left hand. Because I'm sorry. This is a moment by moment by moment existence. Every moment, we all have a choice as to how we want to feel based on our surroundings, based on our circumstances, based on our health, based on everything. And I don't know about you, but my moments are valuable. They're becoming more and more valuable the older I get. Each moment is becoming more and more valuable. Now, I'm not going to say that there are things that are going to happen and you're going to be affected or not affected, but you can choose your perspective. You can choose how you want to feel about each moment. And regardless of how you're feeling in one moment, sad, you know, you've been traumatized, you're sad, you can snap out of it in a second. I know because I just did it yesterday. I didn't know it before, but now I can do it and I can teach it. But the practice comes from wanting to be committed. The practice comes from the commitment to this internal peace and contentment. Let me get to the topic, which is living with uncertainty. One of the biggest, one of the biggest things people come at me with or ask questions about or disagree with me, which is fine. Hold on a second, I got to take a swig of water. Okay, one of the biggest things that people come at me with is this thing about the ego and control. And this idea of having free will and being able to make choices and being able to design your path, if you will. I have my left hand up in the air. I just have to say I've given up. I have control, and I'm going to use an example. And everybody's different. Some people think that, yes, oh yeah, I have control over what happens, or I have control over. Anyway, it's always a personal choice. I choose to believe that I'm in the back seat and the universe is driving this car. The universe is taking me to places where I didn't necessarily want to go. I didn't necessarily want to experience. Quite frankly, if I had control, I never would have experienced a lot of this stuff. And I go back to that famous story, one of my favorite stories, about Jesus. And I had not a disagreement, but it was just two emails. We have free will. Jesus had free will. I contend that free will, choose how I want to respond, choose my perspective. I get to choose my attitude. I get to choose how I feel. I get to choose my vibration. I get to choose what I focus on. I can choose my emotions. But what else? What else? I don't know about you, but I've thought and had ideas about, you know, connecting with a certain person. Oh, this will be great because this will connect me with A, B, C, and D. People, the present moment, living in the present moment and not caring about the future moment and not having an attachment to whatever happens in the future moment. Uh-oh, what happened? Did I lose connection? Hold on. I don't know if I lost connection or not. I'm just going to keep talking. My computer just went black. Totally black. I'm just going to keep talking. Okay. Uncertainty. It's been a lot of years. It's been a lot of years where Hello, everyone. Is anybody out there now? Jeez Louise. Okay, hold on. Ooh-wee. Okay, so that's what happens. Reality, spirituality. Disconnected, connected, disconnected, connected. Where the heck was I? I'm just going to go on for where I was. Putting the house up for sale. I don't know what you heard, but anyway, my house is going up for sale. It already is up for sale. I have absolutely no idea. I have no idea where I'm going to be living. I have no idea when it's going to sell, and I have no idea when it sells where I'm going to be living. Now, I couldn't have done that 5 years ago. I couldn't have done that 10 years ago. Not knowing where I'm going, absolutely no clue. Not knowing where I'm going to live, not knowing where I'm going to land. That's crazy. But what's even crazier, besides the fact that I like ginger now, ginger tea. I boil ginger in water and have ginger tea. I couldn't stand ginger years. Anyway, what's even crazier is not only do I not know where I'm going to be living, I feel really good about it. I feel okay. I feel at peace. There's not one speck. There's not even one grain of, not one speck, not one little ounce of worry, shakiness, feeling. None of it. The trust factor that I've been practicing for years, and listen, when I say I really mean anyone, because what I can do, you can do. If I can do it, you can do it. Trusting so much, and not only trusting and not caring about what's going to happen in the future, not only that, but you know what some of my biggest mantras are right now? Is who cares? And it's not that serious. It's not that important. I mean, these thoughts are going through my head all day. How many times a day do you think that something, I mean, do you, who cares? Doesn't matter. Let it go. Moving on. It's okay. Whatever. keep it moving. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, no matter what happens, it'll all work out. And what I find is that I've been challenged because trust is challenged. Huh. Your trust is always challenged. But what I know, based on the evidence, that everything works out, everything lines up, everything is in perfect order. Everything is here to support you. Living with uncertainty, being okay with uncertainty, is just part of who I am now. And it is a really easy place to be because I don't care. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to keep practicing trust, resisting what happens, flowing with it all, letting go, having tons and tons of perspectives, because if the one I have doesn't satisfy me, isn't bringing me to a peaceful place, I got to find another perspective. I got to find a perspective until I find a perspective that's going to bring me peace. I'm going to look for a perspective until I find a place where I can say, shoulders down, deep breath. Living with uncertainty is the same as living with all possibilities. Because what I've discovered is my vision is limiting. I can only see so much, even on top of the World Trade Center. Can you imagine if I was standing on the moon, my perspective and all I would see? Your perspectives are limited, and that, I mean are not limited. You can choose to look at any situation any way you want. But what is limiting is when you hold on to moments and you bring moments from the past into your future and you complain about yesterday, something that happened yesterday, and you complain about it today or you mention it today, it's like taking garbage out of a trash can. Once the moment is over, it's in the trash. Even if it's a great moment. I've said it before. Rejoice quickly, recover quickly. Even if it's a great moment. Yesterday I was picking up chicken wings and spaghetti. And I usually don't go to this restaurant at the time, but anyway, I just, it was afternoon and spur of the moment went. And while I was in the restaurant, a gentleman started talking to me. I was coming from the water class. I don't really know exactly why, but we started having a conversation. Oh, we were talking about the rain. Because it was rainy in California yesterday. And then he was mentioning that he just finished back surgery a week ago. And I said, I teach a water class. And the point of the story is it was a moment that wasn't planned. It was one of those spur of the moment. I don't even know if that makes sense, but in meeting a person I'd never talked to before, talked about joining the water class, after you get your release from your doctor, so it'd be a great way to get back into exercising. I didn't plan any of that. I mean, I know that there's so many moments in your life that aren't planned. In fact, the planning for me, the planning gets away and gets in the way of all of the possibilities. Because if I plan, I'm just planning for one thing, one moment. I'm not planning for it. Oh, now there you go. Let's plan for all possibilities. How about that for a plan? Letting go and being okay with uncertainty requires one thing: giving up a sense of control. Giving up the sense of control that you control what is going to happen. It's odd living and living a life of, what are you doing tomorrow? I don't know. I mean, if I have a class, I go to teach that. If I have to go to work, I'm going to do that. But after that, I have no idea. And just to live each day with a, wow, what's going to happen today? I wonder what's going to happen today. Hey, bring me my day, universe. Bring me this day. Surprise me. I say that a lot. Surprise me, universe, with this day. Uncertainty means giving up, having control. Uncertainty means trusting that everything that's unfolding is going to benefit you, regardless of if you wanted it or didn't, regardless if you chose it or didn't. And uncertainty also means that you have to give up that thing called time, and how much time did it take, and how much time will it take? Will it take to manifest? How much time? Time. Where's the time? Oh, it's taking too much time. Not enough time. Too slow. Too fast. No. That uncertainty also means giving up that whole notion of time and thinking that your time is wasted or your time is limited or you don't have enough time. So if I asked you this question, the creation of the planet Earth, which took what? How many billions of years? Is it 700 billion? I don't remember. It's 400. It's a billions of years. Or is it millions? Millions of years. 700 million years. Whatever the number. It's a big number. If I asked you, that could have been done in less time. The forming of the planet and the creation and having animals and life on the planet, that could have been done in less time. It's hard to give up time. It's hard to give up the concept of time. It's hard to give up what we're attached to. But giving all that up is actually going to make you feel lighter. You'll have less to do, and you'll have more to experience. You'll have less to worry about and more to be excited about. You'll be in the moment, in the present moment, which is your only reality. The future, being uncertain about the future, I'm okay. Oh, you know who else doesn't like being uncertain about the future? You know who else doesn't like being uncertain about? Your ego. Your ego wants to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Your ego wants, has to know, has to have a plan, has to have it written out, has to have a goal, has to have all of that. The ego has to have it. And I'm letting you know right now, people, that no, you don't have to have a plan. But this is what happens. It's not easy. I've said it before. I've said it a million times, being okay with uncertainty. And the only reason why is because your ego, the ego is in charge. Your ego will tell you, you have to have something to do. You have to have something planned. You can't just, you just can't just let things happen. Well, My ego takes a back seat to all of those decisions I make, to all of those choices I make, because my ego's not too concerned or doesn't really care too much about my peace or happiness, quite frankly. My ego is an enemy of the state. My ego wants me to feel anxious. That anxiety that you feel, that anxiousness, I can't do that. All of the arguments to why you need to plan and have goals. You were taught all of that. It's part of the programming. You were taught to think that way, to feel that way. You were taught to think that that's right. You were taught to think that, yeah, you have to be productive. If you're not, what a waste of time. That anxiety, sometimes the anxiety, that feeling, that nervousness, sometimes that becomes a part of who the person is. It becomes a part of their identity. And saying to let go of that anxiety would be like saying, hey, cut your right arm off. So here's the solution. Practicing being okay with uncertainty is not going to happen overnight. Small portions, small steps, baby steps to growth. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate when you've got to, hey, I was okay with not knowing what happened. Hey, I was okay with not planning my day for one day. Hey, that wasn't so bad. No plans, and this is what happened. It growth comes slowly, but when you're committed, slowly but surely. Surely. That being okay with uncertainty is a powerful, powerful way to live, meaning that you let go of all this stuff that you learned of what you had to do. I've had people in my happiness classes say, I can't. That anxiety is in charge. My negativity is in charge. That's what I have to do. I revert back to that. But I'm here to tell you, it just takes one small time, maybe a half a day, maybe an hour, maybe one day, maybe 24 hours of not making any plans and see if you survive the day. But it's really not about surviving. It's about who's in charge. Because when you're not okay with uncertainty, your anxiety is leading the show. Your anxiety is in charge of what's going to happen. Your anxiety is in charge, not you. My father tells this story all the time. It was really, if you knew Ralph Norrington, oh boy, he did not like people that smoke cigarettes. But then come to find out later, when he was 16, 17, 18, he was a cigarette smoker. I never knew that. But my father tells this story, and I think one of the reasons why he stopped smoking cigarettes is because my father was really into money, and cigarettes cost money, and he did not want to spend any more money on those cigarettes. So my father tells this story. He had the cigarette up. He had his last cigarette. And he had it between, you know, two fingers, or however you smoke that, between two fingers. And he's looking at the cigarette, and he says, hey, who's in charge here, the cigarette or me? And he tells that story that on that day, he put out and never smoked another cigarette again. It's the same with the anxiety. It's the same with with any emotion that keeps you stuck, that keeps you, too uncomfortable. It's the pushing through. It's just a little push through, being uncomfortable, being not who you've always been, doing something different than you've always done. That's the glimmer of growth. And the more you practice just pushing through it, and I know, uncomfortable. No. You know what I can do now, because I've put my ego on a vacation, pride and ego on a vacation. I can be cool and chill with people who are mean to me. I can be cool and nice to people who, not really a big fan. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It really doesn't, because I'm not going to let my ego, well, she does this and I'm not going to. You know, all of this statements, making bold, how did I get on this subject? Making bold statements, I'm not going to, this is not going to happen. What is that? Back to the topic. Uncertainty is your natural state of being. Just planning, writing things down. I mean, I get it. I'm not saying not to do it, but the attachment to it is what I'm talking about. Hopefully all that made sense. And if it didn't, that's okay too. This technical difficulties, you know, that's what happens with this radio show. Sometimes there's technical difficulties. Sometimes it runs smoothly. Whatever happens is going to happen. Whatever the show sounded like today is what the show sounded like. And that's all the time we have. Reality Spirituality is heard once a week on Sunday, either 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. I don't know, whenever I'm inspired, it's either hour. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And until the next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical example of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We are talking about the journey. It's about the journey. Let go and relax. You'll be let go and relax about the future. It's going to happen. It's going to unfold exactly the way it was designed to unfold. And what can you do about it? Accept, smile, trust. And whatever you do, don't resist. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RL? Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.